Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Lamed Aleph. We'll begin on Daf Lamed on the base, 15 lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan Yisrael Shom LeLevi. If Yisrael said to the Levi, Ma'aser Yesh Lecha B'Yadi, I have Ma'aser that I'm prepared to give you. Ein Choshen Tumas Ma'aser Shabbat. We don't have to be concerned that the Levi had designated this Ma'aser that I designated for him as Trumas Ma'aser. We know that when the Levi gets Ma'aser Rishon, he has to take off Trumas Ma'aser. He has to take off 10%, and that's the Trumas Ma'aser. We need not be concerned that the Levi had decided to use this for Trumas Ma'aser that he's obligated to give. And the reason we need not be concerned, because I never told the Levi how much Ma'aser I'm giving him. I just told him I'm giving you Ma'aser. And since I never told the Levi how much Ma'aser I'm giving him, the Levi doesn't know how much Ma'aser there is here. And since the Levi doesn't know how much Ma'aser there is here, he'll never go and designate this for Trumas Ma'aser, because Trumas Ma'aser has to be given a certain amount. However, if I told the Levi, Kor Ma'aser Yesh Lech B'Yadi, I'm going to be giving you a core of Ma'aser, then it's different. Question. Then we have to be concerned that he maybe used this to be Trumas Ma'aser. Says the Gemara, my comma. What is Pshat in what we just learned? What is Pshat in the Brice that we just learned? Omer Bayah comma. Yisrael Shom Lelevi. Yisrael tells the Levi, Ma'aser Yesh Lecha B'Yadi. I designated for you Ma'aser. V'Helech Damav. And take the money. Take money at the start of it. Because I haven't actually given the fruit to the Levi. And I'm telling him, I have Ma'aser, and let's make the following deal. I'll keep it, because the Halacha is a Yisrael, is allowed to eat Ma'aser Rishon, and I'll pay for it. Yisrael Sham Levi Ma'aser Yesh Lech B'Yadi, V'Helech Damav, and take the money, V'Ayin Choshen Shem Asa Trumas Ma'aser Makom Acher. We need not be concerned that the Levi had designated this to be the mice, Trumas mice that he owes. However, if I told the Levi, Kor mice yesh biyadi, Ve'elich domav, Choshen, we need to be concerned, Shema also Trumas mice amakam acher, maybe this the Levi had made this to be Trumas mice. Of course, the question is that, well, how could the Levi have done so? There was no kinyan. Still, the halacha is, Rashi explains, that since the Yisrael did not take ownership with this transaction, the payers were his rishus. The Levi had agreed, but the Yisrael didn't make a kinyan, so therefore the Levi could retract on the entire deal. Taisa says that the Levi can, that it does become the Yisrael's, because it's in the chotzer of the Yisrael. However, since the Levi had not yet received the money, so therefore the Levi's feeling is, if I wasn't paid for it, I could still change my mind and make it into Trumas Ma'aser. But ask the Gemara, are we talking about people, the Shokli Dami, that the Levi is going to take the value of the Ma'aser Rishon and the Majvalei and then use that to be Trumas Ma'aser? That's not something we need to be concerned about. Rather, Hachikomer. This is the way to understand what happened in this brisa. Yisrael Shem Leben Levi Ma'aser Avicha B'Yadi. I had Ma'aser during the father's lifetime to give to him. And I notified your father while he was still alive that I'm giving him this Ma'aser. V'Helech Damav, now your father passed away. And what I want to do is buy that Ma'aser from you. And here's the value. Ein Chosh Shema Oso Ovev Trumas Ma'aser Makom Acher. We need not be concerned that the father, during his lifetime, had designated this Ma'aser Rishon that his friend had wanted to give him as Trumas Ma'aser. Why? Because he had never told the father how much Ma'aser he's giving him. And since he had never told him how much Ma'aser he's giving him, we don't need to be concerned that maybe he used it for Trumas Ma'aser, because you can't use it for Trumas Ma'aser if you don't know how much There really is. However, had the story been that Kor Meiser Avicha B'Yadi, he had told the father, I'm giving you a Kor of Meiser, and now the father passed away, and now he's entering this conversation with the son, and he tells the son, the Heilich Domov, instead of me giving you the Meiser, take the money and I'll be able to keep the Meiser Rishon. We have to be concerned that this is not going to be a legitimate transaction. We need to be concerned. Shema also of Trumas Meiser Makamachar. Maybe the father made it into Trumas Meiser. Ask the Gemara, why would there be such a concern? Chaverim are people who are trusted in the halachas of Meiser. And the halacha is that Meiser could only be given Minamukav. That the if I'm going to use Trumas Meiser, if I'm going to designate this to be Trumas Meiser for all of my Meiserishin, they all have to be here. That's called Minamukav. And Rashi explains that the reason you have to have Minamukav, because the only way you could be confident that all of the produce that I'm using for Trumas Meiser exists if it's Minamukav. Otherwise, we have to be concerned that it's not there. So it seems that according to Rashi, the din of Minamukav is a din the Rabbana. Tosfos, however, says that the din of Minamukav is a din the Raisa. Because the Pasuk says by Truma, says the Pasuk by Roisem Mimenu, and the Yishalmi teaches us that we learn from the word Mimenu, Minamukav. And then regarding Trumas Meiser, the Pasuk says that Mikol Matanasechem Truma, the halacha is that you don't have to have Minamukav. But then the Pasuk adds that, but Chazal said that since by regular Truma you have to have Minamukav, Chazal made a gzera that by Trumas Meiser we also have to have Minamukav. So why, asked the Gemara, is there room for concern that the father had designated these payers to be the Trumas Meiser? The father could not have possibly have done so at Shloim and Amukav. El Amar Rashi Hakama. Ben Yisrael Shomel Levi. The Ben Yisrael tells the Levi, Kach Omeli Abba. My father, before he passed away, told me, Meiser L'cha B'yadi, that I have Meiser to give Meiser that my father took off. Is here. Oi, the Yisrael says to Levi, Masel Vaycha B'yadi, your father has Meiser by my father. Choshen Trumas Meiser Shabbat. We have to be concerned for the Trumas Meiser. And you're not allowed to eat from that Meiser. A Yisrael may never eat from Meiser until the Trumas Meiser is removed. Here, we have to be concerned that maybe the Trumas Meiser was not removed. Why? Because the Levi was never told how much Meiser there is. That's why he didn't take off the Trumas Meiser. But if the Yisrael tells the Levi that my father told me that my father had taken off a Kor Meiser for your father, for you or for your father, that we don't have to be worried that there's Trumas Meiser left there. Kivin the kids, since the Yisrael had known how much Meiser was there, the Kun attacked the Balabais. He certainly had removed the Trumas Meiser. Because Chazok al Chaver, we could be certain that the Chaver, the father who was a religious Jew, took off the Trumas Meiser. But ask the Gemara, how can we say so? The Chi Yeshlei Rishus LeBaal Bayis Litrin Trumas Meiser. Could I take off Trumas Meiser from Meiser, which I have to give to a Levi? In, says the Gemara, yes. The Pasuk says, the Gemara says, teaches us the opinion of Abba Elazar ben Gamlihi, the Tanya, Abba Elazar ben Gamla Omer. The Pasuk says, V'neshel lechem turoschem, kedogim mena goyim kumaleim mena yekev, b'shei Trumas akos medaber. The Pasuk speaks about two different tribes of Trumas. Achas Truma Gedoyla, one is the regular Truma. Achas Trumas Meiser, which is the Truma that's removed from the Meiser region. And the Loch is Geshem Shetruma Gedoyla Nittles Po'imid. You could take it off by estimation. You don't have to figure it out to the exact amount. But machshava, by designating it without actually physically separating it. Kach trumas meiser, so to the halacha by trumas meiser, nitlus ba'omid. It doesn't have to be an exact amount. It can be done by estimation. But machshava. And certainly, it says the Gemara, k'shem sh'esh l'shus l'bal bayis l'tzim truma g'dayla. I, when I have truma, I take off the truma myself. So too, I have the right to take off kach yesh l'shus l'bal bayis. I have the right to take off the trumas meiser from the meiser rishon that I'm going to give away. So Rashi explains machshava, like we explained, that you designate that this part of the tefuah is going to be the truma meiser, and that's enough. And according to Rashi, you don't even have to make a verbal designation. Rashi Masechta Bechoros says that even though you don't have to have a physical separation, but a verbal declaration is required. So the Yerushalmi explains that not only is the halacha that truma can be taken off, as we learned, with an estimation, but there's a very interesting Yerushalmi. He says that it's the proper way, nachshav lachem trumaschem, since the Torah teaches us that truma should be given the nachshav lachem. What the Torah is teaching us, says the Yerushalmi, that the proper way to give is with an estimation. And Rashi and Tosfos give different reasons to why this halacha. One, Rashi explains, because since the halacha is the chita achas pateres sakri, even one kernel is adequate. So therefore, the way we show that is by doing it through estimation. Tosfos gives a different explanation. Tosfos says we want a person to be generous in the way he gives the truma. And Tosfos says that if I'm going to give truma with an estimation, it's much more likely that I'm going to give more. When I measure the exact amount that they have to give, and I don't give more. I give what I have to. But when I'm doing it with an estimation, suggests Tosfos, I'm never going to be sure that I did it right. And since I'm not sure that I did it right, therefore the halacha is that I will do it more generously if I do it be'oimut. Tosfos furthermore points out that even taking off truma b'machshava is still considered mesakin. We've discussed many times that the halacha is that on Shabbos one is not allowed to take off trumas and maasers, because since you're not allowed to eat the produce until you take off the trumas and maasers, it's considered tevel until you take off the trumas and maasers. So therefore, on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it. So the question is, what about taking off trumas and maasers that we're saying now could be done by machshava? Is that considered an act of tikkun? And Tosfos says, since, as we're learning in our Gemara, it's a legitimate way of removing trumas and maasers, since it's a legitimate way of taking off trumas and maasers, even doing it by machshava is considered, even doing it by machshava is considered an act of truma. Tosfos, however, makes a point. He says there's hafrashas truma, which can be achieved, as we're learning, with mental designation, and it doesn't require dibur. And Tosfos brings a raya that hafrashas truma, as we just said, doesn't need to have a dibur, from a Mishnah Masechta Trumas. The Mishnah Masechta Trumas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, teaches us the lechatchila, a person who's not able to speak, but a person who's not able to speak but could hear, should not be the one to take off that frosh's truma. But if he did, but the evidence acceptable. The Rishami explains that why, because even though a cherish, somebody who can't hear or speak throughout halacha, is not considered mentally competent, a person who's an elam is considered mentally competent. However, what his issue is that he can't say the bracha. And therefore, says the Mishnah, since not saying the bracha is not essential to that frosh's maisa, so therefore, if an elam took it off, it would be acceptable. But if the halacha is that it has to have a dibur, so then the Elam is unable to speak. If then Elam is unable to speak, then that should be a real disqualification for him to take off Trumas and Maestros. So the Achrayim try to defend, we just quoted the opinion of Rashi in Masechta Bechoris, that even though mental designation is satisfactory, as we just learned in our Gemara, the mental designation has to be accompanied with a dibur. But isn't that Mishnah about the Elam Araya that dibur is not necessary? So they explain that when the Mishnah over there says that an Elam's Hafrosh's Truma is satisfactory, even though he can't speak, they're speaking about a case where he actually did an act of Hafrosh. And they explain, the Oyel Shloim explains, when does Rashi hold that a verbal designation is necessary? A verbal designation is necessary, says Rashi, in a case where there wasn't an actual physical hafrosha. The case of Al Gemara, where there wasn't an actual physical hafrosha, the hafrosha was done by machshava. When there wasn't an actual physical hafrosha, it was done with only with a mental designation, that's where dibur is enough. But Rashi is going to agree that in a case where actual afrosha was done, then dibur is not necessary. And the Mishnah in Masechta, the Mishnah that we're speaking about, that speaks about a case where there was that the Elam did it, there might not have been any verbal designation. Unfortunately, this person is an Elam, but he had a physical designation. And that could certainly be in the place of a verbal designation. Says the Mishnah, Menech Peiris. If somebody leaves Paris in a spot, leaves Mafshalem Truma Samaisrus, that he's going to be take off from them Truma Maisrus, that he has Tevel, and he wants to eat the entire Tevel portion that he has in front of him. So he could say, I'm going to eat this, and the fruit that I have at home should be the Truma Maiser for what I'm eating. So of course, the question that comes up is that it's Shloim and Amukav. And we just learned early in our shir that there's a requirement of Menamukav. So some Rishonim, Tosfos, explain that it's talking about on Erev Shabbos, where I don't have any other option, so Chazal were lenient on the Mukav. And particularly, says the Ramban, according to the explanation that we gave earlier in our shir, that the chiyuv min hamukuf is not a chiyuv d'oraisa, it's only a gzeira. So therefore, or it's only because we're afraid that we don't know if that fruit is still in existence. In this case, we could be lenient. So again, haniach peiris lishmaf shalem trumas ha-maisris, that he's going to take trumas ha-maisris. The aloch is mos, or he has money. The halach is that in the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we have to give Maisa Sheni. The halach of Maisa Sheni is that fruit, that produce should be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. But the halach is that if you want, you could redeem that fruit and take the money up to Yerushalayim and use the money to buy food. The halacha is that if the owner of the Maisa Sheni is the one that redeems it, he has to add a chaimish. If somebody else redeems it, then he doesn't have to take off. If somebody else redeems it, he has to give the value, but he doesn't have to add a chaimish. So the halacha is, Maslis Mafshalem Maisa Sheni. So then too, Mafshalem Becheskish Kayomim. We could rely that they're still here. Im Avdu, but if they were lost, so now we have a problem. The fruit that I had designated to be Trumas HaMaisrus is not here, says the Mishnah. Hareza Choshish Meisleis. I have to be concerned that over the last 24 hours, they weren't here already. And if I had taken this off within the last 24 hours, I have to be concerned that what I did wasn't acceptable. Before 24 hours, we need not be concerned. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Yehuda Omer, if somebody has barrels of wine
we cannot always rely, says Rabbi Yehuda, that the barrels of wine are still there and good, that I could rely on them to be the trumas and maestras for the wine that I have with me. And therefore, he says, because we have to worry that the wine gets sour. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, b'shloish aprakim, 3 times a year, b'ayt kines hayayin, we have to check the wine if it didn't get sour. B'kidim, shematzi chag, when the east wind blows after Sukkos, b'ayt saw smother, when the grapes begin to form, b'shas knesis mayim b'beiser, when the grapes start having moisture in them. All of these times are times that we have to check that maybe the wine got sour, and I cannot rely that the wine is still good, that I could use it for Trumas and Maestros. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah said that if I find that they're not there, I need to be concerned for Ace Lace. So ask the Gemara, what does it mean that we need to be concerned for Ace Lace? My Ace Lace. Rabbi Yochanan, my Ace Lace B'dika. That if I discovered that now the payers aren't good, that I have to be worried for anything that happened in the last 24 hours. But I need not be concerned about anything that happened before these last 24 hours. Rabbi Elazar ben Atignas, Rabbi Yanai, Meis Leis Anocha. I only can be comfortable that what was there for the first 24 hours, the payers were good. Anything after that, I cannot be comfortable anymore. Tanan, so says the Gemara, we learned in a Mishnah, Im Avdu, that's the wording of our Mishnah. According to the pshat that we just learned, that I checked for the last 24 hours, that for the last 24 hours before I checked, I need to be concerned, chaper. So the wording is very understandable. But ask the Gemara, El Mandam Meisleis Shal Anocha, the Mandam that says that it means Meisleis Shal Anocha, that the first 24 hours that were there, that's when I can be confident they were still good. Afterwards, I can no longer have that certainty. Hi meis leis. It should have said ad meis meis leboile. The wording of the Mishnah should have been ad meis leis leboile. Says the Gemara, kasha. It's a question. So the Maram says, since our Gemara asked the question of Lozab and Antignus, it's a proof that the Allah doesn't have an answer to the question. The Allah is not that way. But there are achronim that disagree. Because the achronim apply here a concept that we've discussed previously. And that is that when the Gemara says to Yufta, that means that opinion has been refuted. But when the Gemara uses the word kasha, it doesn't mean that it was refuted. It means there's a kasha. And they even maybe a teretz, and doesn't mean necessarily that there was a refutation of this pshat. So we learned that if the payers that we're relying on aren't here, then we can rely on Meis Leis. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Chalukin Alav Chavei Rabbi Elazar. They hold that we can't rely on the Chazaka. The Tanan, the Mishnah Mesech, the Mikvah teaches us. Mikvah, you have a Mikvah, and we know that a Mikvah is only kosher if it has in it 40 saw of kosher Mikvah water. Shenimdev v'nimtza chaser. And now I measure this mikveh, and I see it doesn't have the 40 saw. Kol tash nasa agaba of lumafreya, anything that was put into this mikveh retroactively, bein b'shus ha-yachid, whether the mikveh is in b'shus ha-yachid, when normally the halach is sofik tamay b'shus ha-yachid is tamay, bein if the mikveh is in b'shus ha-rabim, when normally the halach is sofik tamay b'shus ha-rabim is tamay, is tahar, here everything is tamei. We can't rely on the chazaka. And the reason we can't rely on the chazaka is because when do we say, even by Rishus Rabbim, when do we say, says Rashi, Sofak Tamei Rishus Rabbim is tahar, when we don't know if this object was tamei or tahar. In a case where we don't know if this object was tamei or tahar, so the halacha teaches us Sofak Tamei Rishus Yochid is tamei, Sofak Tamei Rishus Rabbim is tahar. But in a case like ours, where the object or the person who was immersed in the mikveh was certainly tamei, and we don't know about the status of the mikveh, it makes no difference if it's in Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the halacha is it's tamei. Says the Gemara, pshita the chaluk, and we don't rely on the last 24 hours, as Reb Elazar said. Maybe what Lamafreya means only for the previous 24 hours, and therefore there is no disagreement with Reb Elazar, Kamashmalan. No, that Mishnah says anything, no matter how far back we go, is considered tamei. Says the Gemara, Yehudah b'shloisha prokim. Three times a year, we check the status of the wine. Says Ratan b'kidum shematzi chag shel tekufa. If the east wind has blown after Sukkot has passed in Tekufas Tishrei, that most of Tekufas Tishrei is over, at that point, that's when the wine gets, that's the point that the wine should be examined. If you don't have all of these conditions, you need not examine the wine. Ten Rabbi Yehuda, b'shlosha prokim, meichin masatfuah. There are three times of the year that it's the right time to sell produce. Lefnei azara, before people plant, and before people plant, they need seeds, so it's the right time to sell the produce that has the seeds. B'shas azara, at the time where they're actually being planted. B'freis haPesach, 15 days before Pesach. And the reason, that's the time where people buy a lot of grain because they need grain for the matzah. B'shloisha prokim meichin masayayin, there are three times the year that we sell wine. B'freis haPesach, again, 15 days before Pesach, because we need wine for the Yom Tovim. B'freis haTzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. B'freis haChag, 15 days before Sukkot, because by every Yontif, there's an obligation to drink wine. The Shemen, and the right time to sell Shemen, is Metzeres V'Elech from Shavuos and on. Ask the Gemara, L'may Hilchsa, a person has a right to sell whatever he owns, whenever he owns. What does the Gemara mean to tell us with this? Amar Rav V'Tamer Rapapa V'Shutfin, that if we have two partners, so of course one partner may not sell something without his partner's consent. But the Gemara is saying that during these times, you could sell, one partner can sell without his partner's consent. And Rashi explains, because this, as we learned, is a time where there are many customers, so that's when you're going to be able to get a good price. Another time, you may not be able to get a good price, and therefore, you could sell it at that time even if you can't get your partner's consent. Of course, if you can get your partner's consent, you're obligated to get it. What about after these times? Every day is the right time. Because, again, as time will go on, the price will go down. The Pasuk says, by Yoina. We know Yoina said a Nevuah that Nineveh will be destroyed. And Yoina left the city. And a Kikoina, Yoina, came to protect Yoina. And in the morning, the Kikoin, the Yoina, was destroyed, and it was completely not usable. The Pasuk says, V'hi kizroi chashemes, v'yamin alakim ruach kodem charshis. My charishis, what does it mean? And therefore, it wasn't there to protect Yoina. And the Pasuk says, V'tach hashemesh aroish Yoina, v'yis aleph. He fainted, he wasn't able to withstand the heat. V'yishal asnaf shlamovus. My charishis, Amar Yehuda, b'shosh min hashavus oisu tulamim tulamim. It's the kind of wind that makes furrows in the sea, and it was a very strong wind. Amalei Rabbis, Rabbi says to Yehuda, yach haindik siv, v'tach hashemesh arosh oin of yisalef. The pasuk speaking about the heat, but the way you're explaining, the pasuk is speaking about the wind. El amarava, b'shosh min hashavus. When this east wind blows, it's at a time where it's very hot. Mashatek is called ruchs mepaneh, and it causes all the other winds to subside. And therefore, he dies. He couldn't withstand the tremendous heat. V'ayin d'ksiv, it says the Gemara. This is what Pshat in the pasuk in Eiv says: Asher begudecha chamim behashkeit oretz midorim. Amar Rav Tachlifa Barav Chizda, Amar Rav Chizda, emesa begudecha chamim. When it does become very hot, you're sitting in your clothing and it's so hot, when a wind comes from the south and Meshavis, when it blows, Meshatek is called Ruach Mefneo, and no wind has the power to blow, and the world becomes very hot. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, V'yasvi. Rav Huna, Rav Chisda was sitting, Cholof of Geneva Leveyu. A person called Geneva passed by. Amalei Chad L'Chavrei. So one said to the other, Nekim Kamei, we should get up in front of him, the Bar Urienhu. He's a Talmud Chacham, and it's appropriate that we should get up for him. And even though they too are Talmid Chachamim, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoridei Simen Reish Mem Dalet Siv Ches says that Talmud Chacham doesn't have to get up for another Talmud Chacham. Here, it was, doesn't have to get up completely, but it has to do a heeder. It has to show a sign of respect, and that's why they said it's appropriate that we should get up and show him some respect. Amalei Idach, but the other one said, Mekamei Palgoa Nekum, that we should get up for a person who is a quarrelsome person that makes machlokes. And Tashbat says, from here we see that somebody who is about machlokes, we should not show any respect for him. And the Inyakov explains why. Because when we show such a person respect, he's just going to continue making machloikas, and that's why we shouldn't encourage him to make machloikas. Ask the Chavetz Chaim, why wasn't this considered Lashon Hara? So Chavetz Chaim says he was well known to be a quarrelsome person, and since that, it's not considered Lashon Hara. Rashi explains that why was he called Palgor? Because he always would argue with other Talmidei Chachamim. And the Ben Yoyada explains, the Gemara says, if you teach somebody Torah who you shouldn't be teaching, you're doing like you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. And therefore, says the Ben Yoyada, it was appropriate to show that we don't want to show this person any respect, and therefore, because we don't want to show any respect, we should dafka not get up for him to show that we don't want to show respect to a person who's baal machloikus. I saw that the Sefer Peninim Yekarim explains that the Gemara, as we'll say now, ad acha azil gabayu. Meanwhile, he came. Amle b'may siktu, and he asked them, what were you talking about? What were you learning? Amle baruchas. They said, we were talking about ruchas. So I saw the Mefarshim explain, what does it mean that they were speaking about ruchas? The Mishnah in Perek Gimel of Perek Yavis says, kol shiruch abriyas noichem menu, roich hamokl noichem menu. If people like an individual, it's a raya that a Kosh Baruch Hu likes that person. Kosh ein ruch abriyas noichem menu, and ruach hamakom noichem emenu. The fact we were talking about you, they want to say it, of course, explicitly, and that's why they said mnei ruchas. We're talking about people who people like or don't like. Says the Gemara, b'may siktu beruchas. Amar hacham Rav Chanan Rava Amar Rav Abaruchas m'shavas b'chol yoyim. The four types of wind that blow every day: ruach tzifonis and the north wind, which is the best of those winds. Menashevesim kulam, blows along with them. Shemali kain, if you didn't have that wind blow along, ein oilam eskaim afilo sha'achas, the world could not even exist for one moment. The ruach deraimis kosh mekulin, is the hardest of the winds. Vilu benetz, if not for the malach, that's called benetz, who looks like a bat, mamida, that uses its wings, that it shouldn't blow too hard, the entire world will be destroyed. Shenema habimnoscha yovenetz yifresh kenofof l'seimon. It will prevent the world from being completely destroyed. So Ben Yoyada says, what does this mean? What are the abaruchas that blow every day? Speaks about four terrible groups in the world. Keshakronim, people who lie. Chanfonim, people who flatter, latesim, people who aren't serious, umasapil lashon hara, and all of them are called ruches. because all of these averis are done with the mouth, with speaking. And every day, these four winds blow, and they almost destroy the world. And if not, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the world with this malach to protect us, we would never have control. Why is the Ruach Dvarim is kosher mekulan? So the Yin Yaakov explains that the Gemara Masech Baba Basra teaches us that the world looks like an echsadra that is enclosed from three sides and open on the north side. And therefore the other winds aren't so strong because the other winds have enclosures that prevent them from blowing. But the north side does not have that disclosure, the enclosure. And since the north side doesn't have that enclosure, that's why we have to be concerned about that ruach the most. Says the Gemara, Rav Rav Nachman, B'Yitzchak V'Yasvi. They were sitting, have a challah for Ozer Rav Nachman by Yaakov. Rav Nachman by Yaakov passed by, the Yosra B'Gohurka D'Dava. He was sitting in a golden wagon, a parsley sarbel of the Karsi. On the top of the wagon, there was a piece of material covering it, the color of Karsi. Karsi is like a greenish type of color. And therefore, they could not see who was sitting in the wagon. Says the Gemara, Rava Ozla Gabei, Rava went to see who's in the wagon and show him honor. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Loy Ozla Gabei. Amma Dibam Inch, Dibay Rish Gelusa, Ninu. Maybe the person sitting in the wagon is from the family of the Rish Gelusa. Rabba, Sarchlehu, Rabba needs to rely on them, and that's why he's going to show them honor. Ana, Loy Tzurich Lehem. I myself, he said, am the son-in-law of the Resh Galusa, and therefore I don't need them, and therefore I don't need to show them honor, says the Gemara. But Kedchaza, where Rav Nachman by Yitzchak saw that the person sitting in this wagon, Rav Nachman by Yaakov, it was Rav Nachman by Yaakov, Ozel Gabei, he went also to greet him. Galiladare, Rav Nachman by Yaakov lifted up his sleeve, and because it was very hot, he says, the Rav Nachman Yasko says, there's a hot wind in the world, like the wind of Shadim. This wind is terrible. It could cause women to miscarry. Even pearls that are on the sea get ruined because of this wind. Rav Yochanan Amar, Afilo Shikha Zeresh B'mei Ima. A woman who's carrying a child in a womb, that child gets affected by this wind, and if she has sperm in her womb, it won't be able to make her conceive. They all learned it from the same pasuk. He says, the pasuk says in Hosea about the eastern wind, ki hu ben achim yafriya, ruach Hashem amid What does this mean? Yavish Mekayr is a Mekayr Shalisha. It refers to the womb of a woman that we just spoke about, that she miscarries. V'yechre mayana zeh shech v'zer shebimayisha, the sperm. V'hu yishesa oitzik leichemda, zumagel shebiyam, the pearls in the sea. Amarava, odi surahu, daidaiki kro. This drosha that we just learned was taught by the Bnei Sura, who are very big experts in explaining Pesukim. Explains the Gemara what is meant when the Pasuk says, Mai kihu ben achim yafri, Amar Rava, filu sufsa bekina mara. Even the handle that's in the shovel, when this wound blows and it's very hot, rafia, it causes that it should become disconnected. If you have a nail that's knocked into a wall, when this wind and heat are an existent rafia, they get loose. Somebody who has a basket that's woven together by weeds, when this wind and heat come, rafia, it all gets loose.